Have you guys ever had a rough day? I brought a friend with me today. Can you guess what his name is? His name is Teddy Bear. Good job. This is my son Teddy. This is my friend Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear's had kind of a rough morning. He got up this morning and he had a stuffy nose. His nose was kind of running. He wasn't feeling too good. You too? You know what it's like then. Good job. After he ate breakfast, he had kind of a tummy ache. He's having kind of a rough morning. And then to top it all off, you see this Band-Aid? He got away from the kitchen table, he fell down, and he hurt his foot. And he was crying, and he was kind of feeling like, nobody really cares about me. So that's what we do. We give him a hug, and he feels all better. I think he feels better. You want to hold Teddy? You can hold him. In our Bible reading today, there's a guy who knew exactly how that felt. Now, if you can see this, he was blind from the time he was born. He never got to see anything. He couldn't work, so he couldn't get money to buy food. Yeah. And a lot of times, he just sat there with his arms out, and people would walk by, and he kind of felt like, well, maybe nobody cares. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? That's Jesus. Do you think he cares? Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, the day he was walking by was the day when the Pharisees, the religious leaders said, don't you dare work. You do nothing all day. Did that stop Jesus from caring about this guy? What do you think? No. Sorry, I can't help you. Good job, Bella. Good job. Jesus helped him anyway, didn't he? Good job. He healed him, and he did it in a very funny way that we're going to talk about in the sermon. But Jesus cares. It didn't matter that he wasn't supposed to work. He cares about this man, and he cares about you. Well, let's ask you. Does Jesus care about you? What about today? If you have a rough day, does he care? What if you have a good day? Does he care? What if it's nighttime and everybody's sleeping? He still cares, doesn't he, James? He cares about everybody. Yes, he does. All the time. Where does Jesus live? He lives in heaven and he lives in your heart. Good job. So is Jesus close to you, James? He's always with you. And he loves it when we talk to him. You're like, should we pray? Should we talk to Jesus? Yeah. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them, that you have saved them, that you care about them, and that you live in their hearts. Lord, as they grow bigger and stronger, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things, trusting in the name of Jesus. Amen.